Dreamscape Lore presents Scorched Earth, written by Harish R. Bharadwaj, read for you by Vikas Adam. Chapter 1. Kindling. Barth watched from the balcony as the rising sun bathed the slumbering city with its warmth. It was uncanny how, even worlds apart, the sight seemed so familiar. It was one of the very few mundane sights that he had seen since arriving here. It had been a couple of days, and he had come to terms with it. But it was still a bit hard to get used to, especially when everything else was so different in this strange world. Earth and Viz might be dimensional counterparts according to what he was told, but it was plain to see that Viz had taken a drastic turn somewhere down the line. What he had seen so far could only be classified as a massive melting pot of species and culture. Some buildings were futuristic, with sleek lights and glossy metallic surfaces and odd shapes. Others were tastefully traditional, reminiscent of Earth. He saw a tower of European design in the distance, while at the same time the futuristic building next to it had a lot of Asian influence. Yet all of this didn't seem chaotic at all. There was a method to this madness, an odd symmetry to the diaspora of cultural influences. It had taken him off guard at first, but he was slowly getting used to it. He had seen 4 species loitering about the streets so far. There were the outsiders, humans, fairies, and synthires. Then there were the Draks, the natives. Funnily enough, all of them were humanoids. Sure, there were some additional appendages in some cases, but the general build was quite similar. Such fantastical things were not what Barth had expected out of his life. He sighed as he took a sip out of the mug he had procured from the cafeteria. It was a major solace, knowing that they had coffee in this world.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?